Good evening. This is G, your host, checking in from the lovely comforts of my home today for the monthly debrief that I'm doing to just kind of give the summed up version of what's going on, aka the newsletter, but in audio form because I don't feel like writing and revising shit, and then it takes a while for my writing process, and audio is a lot easier for me. So, and I go the easy route because there's a lot of shit on my plate too, so hopefully you guys like it. And yeah, thanking everybody for their continued support. So yeah, just wanted to give you guys a couple updates on some pretty cool things, because we, you know, kicked off the year pretty creatively, putting forward some of the things that we have been working on previously. So starting off with the tea menu. So I say menu, but in reality it's not really a fucking menu, it's just one tea right now. But I think I'm gonna keep it similar to the coffee, where I'm not gonna have too many options, but I do plan on having something else. Right now I just started brewing a hibiscus tisane tea, so it's not really the direction that I want to go, but it's something that I was just testing, and I really liked it actually with the flavors and stuff. So to not waste product, and it's a brand new bag as well, so I want to brew it and also get some feedback and stuff. So it's, it has been something that a lot of people have asked us to put on the menu, so we listen and we adjust, and actually tea is delicious. So we're brewing it with a Hario in a really cool way that looks like a science experiment. So when it's next to the V60 and the Chemex, it just looks like perfect, like a freaking lab in there. It's nuts. So tea menu, it's available starting yesterday, and yeah, I'm gonna be adding some more stuff to that. So tea menus coming up, more teas, some good shit. Trying to get like a genmai cha, like one of those like toasted rice ones would be dope. So yeah, next up, the other big thing that we got kicked off this month was something that I had been working on since probably 2 years ago, the concept of this, but I just didn't know how exactly it was going to work out. So I have to say that having the studio and being able to bounce ideas off of a lot of you has been really helpful in developing, like kind of getting the last pieces of the puzzle like in place after like years of just kind of thinking like, what I want to do, like a membership style concept store / coffee shop / radio station / studio. So the membership is something that's, it's been brewing, and I didn't want to put it out without it really having a little bit more of substance, because it does have a you know, a process behind it. We think that this might be something that can really help us sustain the business, but also introduce something that's somewhat different in the F&B world. So we're stoked, and I wanted to just explain what exactly these memberships are, because a lot of people have asked me, and I put them up on our web store and Instagram and all that stuff, but I really haven't pushed it too hard because I wanted to honestly talk about it on a pod. And yeah, so I think I'm going to change the name to start, because I called it Coffee Plus and Coffee Plus Plus. And now since we have tea, it's going to also include tea. So let me explain what these are. So the one plus sign, and I couldn't think of I just didn't want to focus on thinking about a name, because there's so much other shit to do, that I just kind of like bootlegged the fucking Disney Plus vibe. Because I'm actually a huge fan of plus signs. I always like use plus signs instead of ands, because I love the way a plus sign looks. Shout out to the Swiss flag too, because that's like a big ass plus sign. But we called it Coffee Plus and Coffee Plus Plus. So the Plus membership goes as follows. It is unlimited pour overs and unlimited iced coffees. And the iced coffees, we brew it flash brew style. So it's not just sitting out, you know, it's something that we make on the spot sometimes. And sometimes we just pre-brew it, but it's only sitting for minimal amounts. So it's a really good tasting cup of iced coffee. We're like by no means making it cheap. It's the same exact product that we're using should you order a la carte. So Coffee Plus, unlimited pour overs, unlimited iced coffees. Okay. And you can get one every 2 hours. That's kind of like the limit. But honestly, like if you need more coffee, I'm not really keeping track right now, because it's also a membership that I'm keeping very limited right now, simply because I don't want to. I just want to learn kind of how our membership is going to work, and the first group is going to be not only my guinea pigs, I guess, but they're just going to get like grandfathered in, I guess you could say, into this really good deal that I hope I can keep, you know, as long as possible, because I do want it to always be something that is much more about like having extreme, like really good value, but also it's like you're part of something really special. We're keeping the memberships hopefully always just to a limited amount, so that we can always ensure like really high touch service. And so yeah, Coffee Plus includes all those two things. Now, if you've been to the studio and you've had some of our coffee drinks, you know that the iced drinks, we don't have that many, but we have two, and people are really big fans of the Ginza in particular, which is the one that we do with oat milk and vanilla syrup and flash brewed iced coffee instead of espresso. It's kind of like an iced vanilla latte, but made with flash brew. And that flavor of that coffee, I have to say, in all the iced drinks changes with depending on the roast that we're using. So we tend to use the roast by La Stazione, which is the Lagrimas de Barista, but we sometimes switch it up. So this month we're doing the collab coffee that we did with Fuzz, the 33 1/3 RPM, which, by the way, this is the last couple weeks that you guys are going to be able to have it at the shop. And then bags are almost sold out, and then we should be getting one final roast next Tuesday, but just for the brew bar. So come on down. We still have a few bags, or you know, you can order online as well. So Coffee Plus membership includes iced coffees, pour overs, but also all of the signature drinks. You know, the Ginza, the highball, which is the one that we serve with the Topo Chico and the Topo Chico bottle. So that's actually like a pretty sweet deal. You know, you can literally get one a day every day. We only open Wednesday through Sunday, given that. 9 a.m. to 1, but it's a really good fucking deal, man. Seriously. So on top of that, both memberships I'm offering on top of the drinks, and of course for Coffee Plus Plus, it's the same thing as well. The one drink every 2 hours, and it only applies to the member. Okay, so both memberships. If oh yeah, another thing, both memberships are going to include the tea, hot tea, and iced tea as well. So starting with the 25, the 35 Coffee Plus Plus is going to include tea as well. So so if you're a member and you have a friend, your partner, and they come with you and they don't have a membership, the members get 15% off of an additional drink, one additional drink. So they can treat their, you know, their guests to a nice little discount. You guys can sort out how the fuck you're gonna either Venmo or, you know, get that money over to you, but I'm hooking you guys up with a nice little 15% off discount members only, of course. Then on top of that, members from both tiers get 10% off of the kiosk. So all of the stuff that we have in the kiosk, which is the coffee bags, the magazines, and eventually the t-shirts and merch stuff, goodies that we're putting out, you get that friends and family discount. So it's pretty badass. And obviously members will, I'm curating certain events that are members only. So if you've heard me talk about our nighttime project that we've been working on as well, Gaspar, that's going to be rolled out to members first and hopefully to more people. And all this, once we have the green light to have indoor dining again, and indoor seating, just sitting down and being able to enjoy some music. So, memberships, pretty stoked about that. And you guys can get those online or at the studio. If you have any more questions, obviously DM or ask me. Super sick, honestly. And also, these are not renewable memberships. So one of the things I don't want this to become is like another subscription on top of some other, you know, 20 that you have already. So they're not going to auto renew, but all the members that are already in are going to, if it's filled up, they will get, or even if it's not filled up, actually, you guys are going to get an email from me just asking if you're going to renew or not. And you'll have first right of refusal. And if you don't, those slots will be opened up for other people. So, it's not like a commitment. I don't take your credit card down at all. You have to always like kind of process the transaction on your own. It's obviously only open to people that live in San Diego. I mean, you could live somewhere else, maybe like LA, and come down for coffee, but honestly, I wouldn't recommend that. Just if you live in SD, this is a good deal. So memberships, good stuff. Also, I wanted to just quickly just mention that we are trying to also get a little bit of a following and just more audience over on some of our other social networks, especially TikTok, because this last week, if you saw one of our posts, I think it was actually last week. Instagram's been making it really hard for us to post stuff with music that we use natively through the app. So if some of you have a personal account or creator account, you can use Instagram to add a song. And we were really trying to get our Reels presence a little bit more dialed in, and it would keep taking it down, and honestly it was making it really tough for us to just kind of put content out after investing time in producing it. So we just decided to move that specific style of content that we were creating, which is just like the record, when we take it out of the case, take it out of the sleeve, put it on the deck, press play, drop the needle, and then show the record. It's something that we had been doing on Reels, and it became just really like, honestly, just not even worth doing it, because the songs that we had access to was none of the ones that we wanted to play. So anyways, we do have a TikTok, and it's been created for like almost a year now, but never had dropped anything in there. I wasn't really sure what exactly our TikTok content was going to look and feel like. And it just kind of happened naturally because of the homie Zuck, who told us we couldn't post music anymore. So TikTok, we are over there, same handle. And also we have a Twitter account, which is something that I really want to just, I don't care about growing on it, but I just want to drop certain, you know, things on Twitter that sometimes I just don't feel like Instagram is, like, I feel it's a little overwhelming at times, and Twitter, to get a simple message out might be a little easier. Although I do plan on getting them out everywhere, but on Twitter, kind of like a first drop, like situations where we're going to be giving the info first on some of the things that we got going on. So you can follow us there, and also Twitch channel. If you are on Twitch, I'm super stoked on the Twitch channel. It's been a really cool space for us to grow the brand and get to know more people. So you can follow us on Twitch. to get some of the notifications if that's your thing, or just be on the lookout for our sets that we stream every Saturday and Sunday from the studio here in San Diego. And if you didn't tune in this last weekend, we had two heavy hitters, as I say. We had Maxwell, who spun on Saturday, and then Ricky Regretti, who spun on Sunday. And the sets were streamed. We were able to salvage the audio from the Twitch stream, and it's on our Mixcloud now, so you guys can peek those out if you want to. So yeah, another plug right there for Mixcloud. So any of those are all social networks that we play on, and if you like what we do, you can follow us there as well. Okay, so also I wanted to just remind everybody that we still have some of the magazines as well, the Jazz Kissa magazines, and they are going pretty quick actually. So there's a few left, I think like six maybe left from the 20 that we had. So I'm going to be doing a post about it tonight actually. So just if you listen to this and you like the Jazz Kiss of vibe, secure the mag, because this one's a good one. It's all about the rebuilding of the region that got devastated by the earthquake, and their listening bars over there, which have been around since the 60s, some of them. So Katsumasa-san, if you're listening, arigato. That shit was nice, really nice publication. So Jazz Kiss is still available online at the studio. And I wanted to just also, I know it's not February yet, but just really important event happening next month for us, and it's all virtual, which is the beautiful thing about it. Every Sunday of the month of February, we are inviting a different listening bar / selector from a different part of the world to take over our Twitch. So we're kicking it off on the first Sunday of February, which is, let me take a look at the calendar real quick. The first Sunday of February, which is February 7th. With our homie Rui from Bangkok, who is one of the city's just most active selectors, I would say. And I met him through Instagram because we both have the same mixer, Master Sounds Radius 2. And we've become friends, and we thought this would be a cool idea. We talked about it, and he recorded this really cool set for this I guess you could call it like a project or an event that he does every week over there called Easy Sundays. And he invited his homie to play with him as well. So dope set. We got the video for it. It's going to be streaming, and also the audio. We do plan on putting it up on Mixcloud. So first Sunday of February, you'll be on the lookout for that one. And then on Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, the Twitch account is going to be taken over by Ginza Music Bar from Tokyo, Japan. And Ginza Music Bar is a really special place for me because it's one of the first, well, not the first, but it was on my second trip to Japan that I discovered Ginza Listening Bar, and it was a magical place. I've had many special nights there, and I really miss them, and I want to support them, and they also want to support us. So I'm going to be recording a set for them that they're going to stream on their Instagram. And then DJ Shin's going to be doing a set for us on the 14th. It's going to be pre-recorded but streamed on the 14th from our Twitch channel from Ginza Music Bar. So you guys can check it out. And it's been one of our biggest inspirations, so we're super stoked to collaborate with them. And then for the last two Sundays of the month, we're still trying to secure who they're going to be. But we already have a couple people that... we're just trying to figure out if it's going to happen in February or maybe the next month, because we kind of want to keep it going now. So be on the lookout for that. That should be really, really fun next month in February. And I want to also shout out the selectors that are playing this weekend. Or actually the selector, because we haven't finalized, secured who's going to be playing on Saturday. But this Sunday we have Rasta Pasta Records playing at the studio. So it's also one of those things that happened just through Instagram, honestly. You know, it's a great place to network, and we met Thierry and started chatting it up, and one thing led to another. Now he's going to be playing this Sunday, so super stoked to welcome Thierry of Rasta Pasta Records. It's going to be a lot of African, a lot of reggae, a lot of Latin beats. If you guys haven't seen his YouTube channel, you guys should check it out, because the boy's got a lot of really good records on there that he puts up on his YouTube channel, and really good stuff. So looking forward to that. And yes, I'm going to be also recording a set for a radio station out of Brooklyn that it's going to be streaming, I think, on the first or second week of February. I'll be announcing that on IG. I got the set at Ginza Music Bar, and then I'm also going to be doing a Valentine's Day set for my homie Diego at his listening bar down in Ensenada, which is called Bet Noir. And Bet Noir is gastro hi-fi. It's one of those just one-of-a-kind experiences, and I'm really stoked to be able to support them as well. So it's going to be a busy month. Looking forward to playing some music, hopefully buying a couple records, because I haven't really bought too much this year. Definitely toned it down a little bit, but I am craving a little bit of discogging maybe at some point this month. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate every one of you who have at some point, whether it's by follow or listen or a cup of coffee, supported the brand. We really, really appreciate it. Yeah, we're still here. So this is Long Play Studio, January 2021 update debrief. We'll be back around the middle of February with another update for y'all. Maybe a guest, who knows? All right, take it easy. Peace.